It's a Wednesday. It is time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. I'm joined by Dr. Lisa Murray.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well. Nice to see you.
It's good to be here.
Now, we are talking, and I love the way you describe this to me, the melancholy shipwreck.
Yeah, and that's how it was described at the time. A shipwreck happened in Sydney 160 years ago, just outside of Sydney Heads, and it was one of those transformative moments in Sydney's history. The ship was called the Dunbar, and it had been built, you know, a few years ago, and it had done trips around the place. It had been to Sydney before, and the captain who was on the ship, was a sort of veteran sailor, and knew the route, knew and had been to the harbour before. So things should have been fine, but it was a treacherous night. It was a stormy, dark and stormy night when the Dunbar arrived outside of Sydney Heads after travelling for 81 days from England. And it's still really not known exactly what happened.
Really?
Was it just that the rain was lashing in their eyes and they mistook the entry, or quite what, but the ship turned in too early, perhaps mistaking the gap for the entrance to Sydney Harbour. And so it got thrashed upon the cliffs by the sea, which was just whipped up by this storm. So there were 122 people on board, and there was just one survivor.
One survivor from that?
One survivor, James Johnson, who, because everyone was kind of thrown out of the ship as it broke up, and it broke up almost as immediately as it got washed against the cliffs. And it was, you know, during the night, so a lot of passengers were, asleep or trying to be asleep beneath the decks and so on. So he got thrown onto the rocks and managed to just climb up a little bit and get himself away from the waves, but then had to spend all the night while the ship broke up and all the other passengers and crew, the bodies and the strewn around, and just absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. And so it was one of those, I guess, moments that really shook Sydney, because that was ships were our lifeline back to England and Europe. And it just really brought home the loss of all these people from a simple mistake of just turning in slightly too soon. And really sort of shook the whole town. And I guess the total loss of life, pretty much, except for one survivor, James Johnson. So it's one of those moments that really changed Sydney. It inspired paintings, it inspired narratives, it inspired songs.
Really? Songs?
Yeah, and we've got one up on the Dictionary of Sydney that was written just the year after the Dunbar was shipwrecked. It's sort of a folk song.
Okay.
And the loss of life was really mourned by the whole city, because it was really felt like, you know, it could have been my family coming out to join me who could have been on that ship. And so the funeral took place. This happened, I should say, this all happened 160 years ago, 20th of August. So just coming up this
very soon.
Weekend.
Yeah.
And a few days later, a funeral was held for all the bodies that were recovered. And the funeral procession, it was massive. Every ship in the harbour flew their ensigns at half mast. Guns were fired every minute. Banks and offices and shops were closed. And seven hearses and over 100 carriages passed in front of 20,000 people who, like, stood along the funeral procession from the city out to Camperdown Cemetery just in Newtown.
St. Stephen's.
Yeah, St. Stephen's. So it just literally stopped the town. People were so grief-stricken by this. And this was all reinforced too when another shipwreck happened just 9 weeks later, the Catherine Adamson. And so that really forced the colonial government to build a new lighthouse at the right on the edge of South Head, which is the Hornby Lighthouse, which is still active now.
Actual infrastructure changes. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, because of these two extraordinary shipwrecks. So people of the Catherine Adamson and the Dunbar are both buried out at Camperdown Cemetery. Now, what happened to our lone survivor?
I was about to ask, do we know much about him?
Yeah, so James Johnson actually went on to become a lighthouse keeper. So he was a crewman. So he was sort of in the maritime scene, but he decided maybe to stay on dry land a little bit more and became the lighthouse keeper up at Nobby's Head at Newcastle. But in a strange twist of fate, he was involved in actually helping a shipwreck in 1866, and he helped save the one survivor of that shipwreck in 1866 up in Newcastle.
That's just weird. That is remarkable.
So you can imagine what he must have been feeling. Yeah. So, and he actually went on to live until the age of 78, which is pretty good going in those days.
That is incredibly good going in those days.
Yeah, and so he's buried up in Newcastle.
Well, there you go. Yeah. What a remarkable life to have ended up with after that.
Incredible. And I think it's one of those events. I guess the equivalent would be having two major plane crashes.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Where everyone's killed. Yeah.
Wow. What a thing to commemorate. 160 years.
160 years. There is a plaque up on the walk just south of the gap if you go out to South Head.
And, of course, I imagine there's a fair bit more to be read on Dictionary of Sydney.
Of course there is. DictionaryofSydney.org.